So I think the core of this issue is that there's no sanctions or no tools to allow whether the US or the UN Security Council to actually enforce these statements. So although we've heard time and time again these calls for the troops to leave, and actually Russia, Turkey and others who are directly behind a lot of the mercenaries and military forces in Libya have also theoretically agreed. They said, yes, we want to see all of the forces leaving, but there's nothing to force them at the moment to actually follow through with that. So although you would think a UN Security Council statement would hold weight, it doesn't, because there's no way to enforce it. And as the statement mentioned, the reciprocal aspect is very key. Even if in theory they were willing to leave the country, they're not going to do that until they are convinced that they're rival forces are going to do the same. At the moment, there just isn't the trust there. There isn't the mechanisms to allow that kind of reciprocal withdrawal. So what you've got is a stalemate with the international community saying one thing, but unable to enforce it on the ground.
There are still thousands of mercenaries in the country on top of the Turkish military presence. Would the presence of mercenaries and foreign troops obstruct the December 24 elections in accordance with the roadmap for Libya?
I think if foreign forces are still on the ground in Libya, it will make elections much more difficult. And that's because the process of national elections in Libya is currently, and will be even more so, highly contested. There are lots of different power players, some who want elections, some who don't. Some want presidential, some just want parliamentary, some want a constitutional referendum first. There are all sorts of issues that are going to be at play, and it's going to get quite fraught. So if you've got foreign forces on the ground, the ability for these tensions to boil back over into conflict becomes much more present. And in addition, it's difficult to have free and fair elections when you have got military forces on the ground who could quite easily, obstruct voters, they could intimidate voters, put pressure on. And yeah, I think overall it makes it very difficult to have those elections with those forces still there.
Ambassador Norland said the US is committed to help Libyans transition. Could the US help Libyans to lay down the constitutional basis for the December 24 elections, while there is no agreement so far among them on which basis to follow in drafting a new constitution?
Certainly difficult, and ultimately the agreement on the constitutional basis for the elections has to be approved by Libyans, whether that's by the House of Representatives or the Libyan Dialogue Committee or whatever body it might be. But certainly the US does have or can play a role in helping to facilitate that. And that's because in Libya, the US does have, is seen as having an important role. And if it's perceived that the US is serious about putting on pressure, about really pushing for these elections, then it is likely that some of the Libyan actors will see that it's in their best interest to follow through with that for fear of the US implementing sanctions or taking some kind of other action. So while the US alone can't force elections to happen, certainly if the political and the high level political engagement from the US on this front continues, it will certainly help to facilitate that. The danger, of course, is that, we see a relative uptick at the moment in the US appearing to focus on the Libyan elections. But again, if that fades away, or if there's no follow through, if the US doesn't do anything to prevent actors that are obstructing the elections, we'll unfortunately, I think, see a similar situation that we've seen in the past, where this process will just drag on and will be stalled by lots of different actors. And ultimately, elections will either be delayed or completely derailed.